before we get on to your five albums, I just wanted to talk a little bit about your new single that's coming up, and I understand you've got a new album on the way as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. First of all, thanks, Abnon. It's a pleasure. So the first single is going to be called The Travelist. This album's been in the works now since November 2019. So it's been on the works for a while, this record. And the first single is actually the later of the records. And The Travelist is about a bloke I met in a bar who I didn't identify as a traveller, but because he travelled for work and like jobs in random bars and stuff like that, he was like, I'm a travelist. I was like, that's something I could use for a song title. And then I started writing this about this character, and then also being in lockdown as well. In this spot where I'm sat right now, I'm playing the guitar riff, and all the pent-up frustration I've been feeling about being locked up in a house and not being able to go gig and like being able to want to get out and roam and see the world and not being able to because of circumstances, it inspired the song.
Great, and and it's taken from your new album. What can we expect from your new album?
It covers a wide range of styles, really. It covers, I don't want to give too much away because I want to give some surprises, but you can expect the classic sound of like big harmonies, but you can also expect some territory which I've never really dabbled in before.
That sounds very enticing. Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait till it's April, isn't it, that the album comes out?
April 22nd.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to hearing it and finding out more about it. And the single is out on 17th of September, is that right?
17th or 18th September should be out.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll move on to the main event now, which is the five albums you'll hear in heaven. So the first category is Tens, and this is an album that reminds you of your childhood. What have you chosen for this?
It's going to be Busted, A Present for Everyone.
Why have you chosen Busted?
Because it was a Christmas present I got in 2002, 2003. And we get the stocking, and literally I played that CD to the point where the thing nearly broke, like just on repeat all the time.
Are there any particular memories you have with that album?
Oh, so many. The first time hearing the bass line to Air Hostess, like jumping up and down my bed like a crazy lunatic, like, this is amazing! And I just throw myself around the room. So Crash the Wedding and... what else was on that record? Why? Remember hearing Why for the first time and being like, wow, this is so cool.
I remember Crash the Wedding. I'm trying to think of what else was on that album as well, but Crash the Wedding always reminded me of
so many.
Going to my local pub because they seem to play it there all the time.
Yeah. It was like on that album you had like Meet You There, Fake, which I then discovered was about penises, which was kind of funny. Or was it Sex? One or two.
Yeah, well, it's a strong start. So... so is there a particular track you think people should hear from that album?
Oh, Who's David? It's such an underrated Busted track. It's just, I think it needs more attention because it's just so, the whole storytelling of the song and the production, I love all of it.
Now let's move on to your teens. Mm-hmm. So this is an album that defines your teenage years. What would you choose for that?
Now this is impossible to decide because this is, in my teens, it started off as being a rap fan, like heavy into rap music. And then I discovered Nirvana, NoFX, and then going to Slipknot, Slayer, Sepultura. I'm going to have to go with, the record that I'd say defined it was Nirvana, Nevermind. It's a cliche, but it's true. It's a record that I remember hearing Breed. I didn't listen to Smother Teen Spirit first, it was Breed I've heard for the first time. And the second that drum roll came in, I was like, holy, this is so cool. Like, it's just so much angst and everything I was feeling. I mean, I know it's a bit of a cliche to say that record because it's on top 10s for every person I know who plays the music I like, but it's such a good record, you can't deny it. It's like it's in the pocket, it's straight in there. You feel any rage you're feeling in a day, you stick on Breed or you stick on In Bloom and you go doo, 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 at that whole, everything about that record, from the drums, the production, just everything just gets you in your core, you know what I mean?
I mean, there's a reason why it tops a lot of people's lists, right? Because it is such a good album.
It's a classic. What I love about that record especially is because the songs are so simple, but yet the music is so aggressive. It just gets the message across that it's just have fun with the record. Just get it out of your system, you know? It's just angst. The lyrics don't make any sense. You just got to make it what you will with it, you know?
Yeah, and I guess that's perfect for being a teenager as well, because those are the years of angst.
Yeah, it's true. That's a great album title. Years of Angst. That's a great album title.
If you call an album that, you can credit me.
I will credit you happily.
And then now moving on to the 20s category. So it's a similar deal, but you're a little bit more grown up.
Now, you say I'm grown up. I'm still as immature and making stupid decisions as I was in my teens. At 28 years old, 2 years from 30, I'm still trying to find the record that's going to really define this part of my life. There's many options. There's some that define the personal, and there's some that define the musical part. I'm going to go with, because he's been on my, this record is always in my top five, it's usually number one, it's Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On.
Oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, man. Marvin Gaye for me is the greatest singer of all time. Like, his vocal technique, the fact that record was produced in a garage, basically in a garage, and it still holds up today. And yes, it's a cliche to put it on, but honestly, it works every time. It's just such a good album, and it's just... So you can't help but listen to the album, especially on vinyl. You just drop that needle and you hear that wah, bah, 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 and then his vocal just comes in. It just takes you to that spot and you just feel it. Like, yeah, man.
And are there any particular memories that you associated with that album?
Not that I'm willing to discuss on podcast. No, I'm joking.
Lots of bedroom memories.
Well, yeah. It's more, to be honest, I remember the first time playing that album. So when I used to DJ back in the day, I used to DJ on a student night, and my last song of the night was always Let's Get It On. So, and what my trick was, when people start slow dancing to wind the night off, I just bang the house lights off. And some of the stuff I saw was hilarious. Like, some people go, "Wah!" It's like, yeah. It was cool, though. I loved that. That song for me's got a lot of good memories, you know.
And again, is there a particular track from Let's Get It On that you think everybody should hear?
Title track, hands down every time. But don't listen to it for the whole, oh, it's such a great song. Listen to like the drum value, listen to the whole record and get your head in the speaker and just really just take it in, because I probably should use that phrase, but like I really absorb the album, because there's so much more going on than people allow. That's because they go for, oh, the single's great, but listen to the single, but then absorb what the music's doing, like the drum, what the drum's doing, what the bass is doing, you know. There's so much going on.
And now we're going to move on to the wild card category. This is anything that you want to share with us.
Oh, man, there's so many albums. Literally, if I could show you my album collection right now, I would, because my vinyl collection's all over the wall. CD collection's even crazier. In terms of stuff I've been listening to recently, I've listened to a lot of Eels, a lot of stuff. I love their work. I've also been listening to a lot of like Mongol Hordes. That's a Frank Turner side project, like a hardcore thing. And then... listen to a lot of like albums I listened to when I was 18, like Suffer and the Witness by Rise Against, which is good. A lot of unsigned stuff as well, like Lion Estates, last EP.
We love unsigned stuff. So yeah, tell us about Lion Estates.
Yeah. Lion Estates are a York pop punk band. And to be honest, if they're not on your playlist, you have got something wrong. You need to listen to that EP, man. Like their music for me has been a real game changer and been a big influence. The harmony work is insane. The level of production that's gone into their records, it's blown me away every time I listen to it, you know.
Great. And is there a particular track from Lion Estates you think people should hear?
Start off with Borderline. But listen to the acoustic version, because you can appreciate the harmony work, and then listen to the other stuff.
And then finally, the last category, and I think you've kind of touched on this already, is your current favourite album. So what have you chosen for this?
Well, you see, the thing is, me, mate, is my album taste just jumps from week to week. There's never one set album. I feel as though that's the case with any music fans and musicians, that you have an album you'll absorb and obsess over for months and weeks. But I'd probably have to say all-time favorite album I'm listening to at the moment is probably going to be Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Okay, yeah, another classic there.
I'm going through a phase where it's like, it feels like people should listen to I mean, there's a band called Pairs that do some great punk rock. That punk album's great. But for me, I'm listening to classic albums because I feel as though they do need attention, you know? Like, there's a reason why they're a classic. And don't just go, oh, yeah, the single's good. No, listen to why it's a classic, because there's a reason they've stuck around this long. There's a reason why they're still loved and adored today. And if you want to really get good at songwriting or understand your musical history, dive into the classics.
Great stuff. Harrison, thanks very much for coming on the Five Albums You'll Hear in Heaven. It's been really interesting learning about your autobiographical album picks.
Thanks, pal. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, man.